Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. As I'm putting this program together, I'm very thankful there's not as much snow blowing around as had been predicted. I'm also thankful the last of our corn crop is out of the field. The 1st of January is a little later than we're used to going to corn stalks, but since the Pinecrest cows don't start calving until April, we still have some time to get a little use out of them. We've been a little closer to home this week. My son Zane came down with pink eye, which kept him off the wrestling mat this last weekend, but allowed Zane and his older brother Wyatt, who is home from college, some quality time with me on Saturday. I don't know that preg checking cows has ever gone any smoother than it did this year, especially with just a 3-man crew. All the cows showed up for roll call, and most of them have got a calf in them, which is what keeps the wheels turning on this place. I made a big deposit in my member bank this week. As I was moving some irrigation pipe out of the way of the combine, a mountain lion stepped out of the field in front of me, less than 50 yards away. I didn't have my glasses on, and I wanted to get a better look. I thought I might get close enough to read his ear tag, so I kept walking toward it. I was on foot, and a whole lot closer to him than I was to my tractor. I figured if he wanted me, there wasn't much I could do about it anyway. The cat didn't see much use in sticking around for a visit, but it was quite a rush to see a big cat that close. I happened to have my cell phone with me. I called Beth to tell her about it and to have her call my friend Ray Durkin, the local game warden. He came down to take a look. He says they usually start a lion sighting report with a sobriety test, but when I showed him the tracks in the snow, he decided to skip that part. The next day, the combine operator spotted the 3x4 whitetail buck the lion had killed and drug 8 rows into the standing cornfield. Apparently, I had interrupted dinner the day before because he had not had a chance to feed on it. I'm probably fortunate that the lion wasn't too hungry and that he didn't feel like he needed to defend his kill. He would have only been about 30 yards from it when I first saw him. Since we are on the subject of lions, I'd like to recite a poem for you by the great South Dakota poet Badger Clark. This one is titled The Glory Trail and is also known as High Chin Bob. Way high up the Mogollons, among the mountaintops, a lion cleaned a yearling's bones and licked his thankful chops. When on the picture who should ride a-trippin' down a slope, but High Chin Bob with sinful pride and maverick hungry rope. Oh, glory be to me, says he, and fame's unfadin' flowers. All meddlin' hands are far away. I ride my good top hoss today, and I'm top rope of the Lazy Jay. Hi, kitty cat, you're ours. That lion licked his paw so brown and dreamed soft dreams of veal. And then the circling loop swung down and roped him round his meal. He yelled quick fury to the world till all the hills yelled back. That top horse gave a snort and whirled, and Bob caught up the slack. Oh, glory be to me, laughs he. We hit the glory trail. No human man, as I have read, dares loop a raging lion's head, nor ever hoss could drag one dead until we told the tale. Way up high the Mogollons, the top hoss done his best, through whippin' brush and rattlin' stones from canyon's floor to crest. But ever when Bob turned and hoped a limp remains to find, a red-eyed lion belly roped, but healthy loped behind. Oh, glory be to me, grunts he, this glory trail is rough. Yet even till the judgment morn I'll keep this dally round the horn, for never any hero born could stoop to holler nuff. 3 sons had rode their circle home beyond the desert's rim, and turned their star herds loose to roam the ranges high and dim. Yet up and down and round and cross Bob pounded weak and wan, for pride still glued him to his hoss, and glory drove him on. Oh, glory be to me, sighs he can't be drugged to death. But now I know beyond a doubt them heroes that I read about was only fools that stuck it out to end of mortal breath. Way up high the Mogollons, a prospect man did swear, that moondreams melted down his bones and hoisted up his hair. A ribby cowhoss thundered by, a lion trailed long, a rider gant but chin on high yelled out a crazy song. "Oh, glory be to me," cries he, "and to my noble noose. Oh, stranger, tell my pards below I took a rampant dream in tow, and if I never lay him low, I'll never turn him loose." That was The Glory Trail, written by Badger Clark. Thanks for joining me for Homegrown this morning. I look forward to visiting with some of you folks at an event in your neighborhood this coming year. Hoping our happy trails cross soon, I'm R.P. Smith.